This is Dr. Mark Rohde with another podcast on issues in recovery. Today's title is The Truth About Lying. Our mothers have told us since childhood that honesty is the best policy. You may or may not know that she borrowed those words from Benjamin Franklin. If you've ever had to insist that you are telling the truth, there is apt to have been some question about your honesty. Have you ever said something like, "They aren't my drugs. I was just holding them for a friend." "I would never cheat on you." "I have no idea where those pills came from." "I haven't been gambling. I was just afraid to tell you that I lost my paycheck." Or my personal favorite, "I'm not addicted. I can quit any time." So why do many people in recovery find that they just keep lying? The number one reason for lying has to be a fear of consequences. But the list of reasons is long and sometimes includes guilt, embarrassment, just not having a good answer. Some people lie for excitement or to gain an unfair advantage, to pacify others, or even to win sympathy. On some rare occasions, people lie in order to protect the feelings of the person to whom they're lying. In the end, some people lie just because it's become a habit. Yes, honesty is often a huge, massive, twisted, ugly problem for many people in recovery. Telling your parents that you were high when you came home, you didn't want to tell your boss why you were late. Certainly you didn't want to tell the doctor why you needed an early prescription refill. And it was probably hard to admit that you were an addict. Addictive behavior is much more than just a bad habit, and lying is an enormous part of that. The truth was avoided because it was painful, embarrassing, and would limit or eliminate access to what we thought we wanted. Perhaps drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling. Minimizing some things and exaggerating others is apt to have become a way of life, a habit, a part of the way that addicts live, and turning it around is now one of the most important keys to recovery. Denial is said to be part of the disease of addiction, but you can gain some traction in becoming honest when you start on the inside and work your way out. Yes, you first have to be able to recognize when you lie and gain some understanding of why it seemed to be necessary. Consider, it was probably hard to admit that your life was out of control. Let's think about some good reasons to be honest. Good relationships are essential to happiness, and good relationships require honesty. We can't address a problem until we can admit that it exists. Recovery is impossible without honesty. Dishonesty is usually found out, and there will be consequences. The truth really is easier. You don't have to remember what you said. You just have to remember what you did. You'll have reason to feel proud. Honesty tells the other person that they are worth the truth. Telling the truth demonstrates mature, authentic courage. Now some reasons why, you want to avoid dishonesty. Few people will trust you. Even people who like you will be kept from understanding you. People won't feel valued by you. You'll be a terrible role model for your kids. You're likely to feel some sense of guilt or shame. And if you're dishonest, advancement at work may be denied. Now, there may be a couple of reasons not to be completely honest, and I have a kind of a hard time addressing this. It's not always a black and white issue. Okay, here's the classic. Does this dress make my butt look big? You may have to choose between truth and kindness. Will you tell your 4-year-old that Santa Claus isn't real? Should you tell your employer that you think she's an imbecile? Probably not. If telling the truth would put you in any physical danger, lying may be absolutely necessary, like if your spouse would beat you if you told the truth. It's also probably okay to deflect questions that are just too personal and might cause you some emotional hurt, Like if a neighbor asks about a scar that would require an explanation that would cause you to have to relive some trauma. Sometimes it's necessary to shade the truth, but not very often. And it's never, ever a good idea to deceive yourself. You may be interested to know about some research involving what members of your family are apt to want from you. When family members were surveyed about the usefulness of full disclosure, the overwhelming majority favored complete honesty as a way to foster a renewed relationship. It kind of helps to start with a clean slate. Before signing off, let me challenge you to do several things. Apologize to someone you've lied to. Try to determine if you sometimes lie to protect your pride. Now think about it. How proud can you be that you are dishonest? Think about what causes you to be less than honest. And think about what you'll do today to become more honest. And then, what will you do to sustain that greater honesty? Thanks for listening.